I am speaking with Bob Dineen, who is president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, and we just had a report come out this morning on what are the implications if the blender's tax for ethanol is allowed to expire at the end of the year and not renewed, and it looks like that this is a very important tax. What is the RFA position respective to all ethanol tax incentives?
Well, we feel strongly that the federal ethanol tax incentive program has been extraordinarily successful, and it should absolutely be continued and extended for a significant period of time. This is an industry that has proven to be extraordinarily important to America's energy, economic, and environmental future. And because the tax incentive is scheduled to expire in December of this year, we wanted to remind Congress just how important it was and analyze what would happen if they fail to act. I don't believe that they will. I think it is far too important. I'm confident it will be extended. But if they needed any further justification for acting, I believe that the study that Dr. John Urbanchuk just completed certainly demonstrates why they need to move. If you do not extend the tax incentive, we're going to lose 112,000 jobs across all sectors of the economy. Just as the ethanol industry is beginning to evolve into new feedstocks, you remove the underpinnings of support that has allowed that to happen and actually shutter some 38% of the industry. You're going to decrease corn prices by 8%. There will just be significant impacts across the entire economy that can be avoided if Congress acts responsibly and extends this program.
What about the secondary tariff that's tied to the blender's tax incentive?
Well, absolutely, that is part of the whole incentive program, because the tax incentive that is available to refiners and marketers that blend ethanol is available to product, whether that is imported or domestic. And so if you were to repeal or not extend the secondary tariff as well, now U.S. taxpayers are subsidizing Brazilian ethanol and Brazilian sugarcane, and quite frankly, we don't need to do that. So that also is going to be an integral part of maintaining the existing federal program so that we are certain that the markets that are created and the ethanol that's being used and the incentives that are there for that product is encouraging domestic production. That is what is going to provide us the economic and energy security benefits. It makes no sense to just be transferring a dependence on imported oil to a dependence on imported biofuels.
Now, we have Congress right now pretty tied up with the health care issue, and this is an election year at this point coming up, which once they get done with health care, they're probably going to be doing a lot on campaigning. What is RFA going to do to get the message through to Congress that they need to act on these issues before the end of the year?
Well, frankly, that's, you know, not just up to the RFA. That's up to every one of us. We all need to be reminding our members of Congress, our senators, just how important this program is, and encouraging them every way possible to move an extension as quickly as possible. There will be other bills that will get to the president's desk before Congress adjourns for their elections in October. There needs to be, you know, appropriations bills done. There need to be other things, hopefully an energy bill at some point. There will be vehicles, and the extension of the tax incentive has got to be part of what they do. You know, they failed to get the biodiesel tax credit passed before it expired last December. They just this week finally passed a retroactive tax incentive. They need not delay this time. They need to move forward and make sure that they don't fail agriculture again and they get this tax incentive passed.
Do you think that this will be a controversial issue with Congress?
Well, you know, anything ethanol-related these days is controversial because there is another team on the field. And quite frankly, this Congress is probably more dysfunctional than others, and so it's difficult to get much of anything done. This is not going to be an easy thing. all the more reason why everybody that is tied to the ethanol industry, that values agriculture and expanding markets for farmers, needs to do their part to impress upon the members of Congress the importance of extending this tax incentive.
Thank you very much. That is Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.